Oh, we have to be quiet.
Then I can't talk about the story.
She opens it, so we have to be quiet.
Yeah.
This is going to get me. Where did this go?
I'm first, because, like, I'm a lady.
That's yet to be determined.
Warning. What you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I am your host, Cheryl Scott. I have two guests here, and we are currently getting activated. Now, for my dear friend here who does not know what activation is, say hello.
Hi, I might have figured it out.
You got to get closer to that mic.
I might have figured it out.
Push the mic toward you and maybe scoot your chair in.
Now the mic is inside of him.
Ouch.
It's tasty. Is that close enough?
So tasty, too. So activation is something that I'm trying to get going on the show. And activation is when you get high, when you get drunk, and there could also be some mushrooms involved as well.
Hyphy. I think the kids are calling it hyphy.
So we're getting activated right now. We're having some wine. And you said something. You didn't say KKK. What did you say?
No, I'm not going to say KKK. I'm going to say NNN.
NNN. Okay, so we're going to talk about NNN in 1 second. But before, I forgot to take care of some business. So before we talk about NNN.
NNN.
Like, review, subscribe, and share this podcast. This is an anonymous podcast, so we need your support. All right, NNN, take it away, KKK. Wait,
does anybody here know what NNN is?
No.
That's a neutrality.
So we have now done, you're kind of close. I would assume girls are not going to know what it is, but it is a secret guy code.
Like shrinkage.
Oh, I do know NNN. Yes, someone just told me about it the other day.
NNN is No Nut November. Exactly.
Kill me?
Yes.
Why would one not want to nut? Don't you guys feel better?
Apparently you're allowed to have sex and nut with sex, but you can't whack off.
Right? No, you cannot nut. It's generally if you're single. If you're not single, or if you're getting some, it doesn't count.
If you're getting some version is you just don't nut otherwise.
Is this like Sober October?
Kind of. It's just, I think it's a guy game. It's a stupid guy game of being a child and then saying, I'm just not going to jerk. I'm not going to nut. And how long can I go? And it's a Seinfeld bit.
It's the contest.
I think it's interesting that the month with the guys looking the creepiest,
with
the
mustaches.
November is also the month that they're not nutting, that they're nutting the least. That can't be.
Yes, mustache November, no nut November.
Hold on. I'm going to angle you so that way.
I did not think I was going to be getting angled by a woman tonight.
No angle November. I can tell him right now if he looks at me, he will not nut for the entire month of November.
Right. So
I can tell you that right now.
Why are you insulting yourself?
Because it's
all we know.
Because you're self-deprecating Jew.
Exactly. Okay, I was going to say, are we allowed to say it's because we're Jews?
No,
we can say whatever
it.
The fuck we want.
We just can't say, I can't say like I'm a Jew from.
No, you can say I'm a Jew from Wyoming or Midwest.
I think the only ones that they're really, really riled up about are the ones in Israel, so we might be okay.
Okay.
Those are really wound up right now.
Things are very wound up.
I wonder how many.
They're wound up.
Allegedly.
I don't think anybody in the Middle East is thinking about No Nut November.
No.
They know, but actually a lot of them don't have them anymore.
They don't have the nuts.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have your nuts, that's just like the first part of the torture and murder that's coming your way. And like, it's going to be hard to come without your nuts.
It will be hard. I mean, I don't know. Is that
Will it be hard?
If you don't have nuts, do you nut?
Can you work? You can't nut.
Yes,
can
you can. I think so. Because I don't think that the semen is stored in the balls. I'm like pretty sure.
But can you have that? Like, can you have the fucking?
You might be. Yeah, I think you. Okay. So this is a good question, actually.
Great question.
If your semen and sperm are not stored in the nuts, what the fuck are the nuts for?
It's just nice to have something that's a little lower than the other one in general in life.
How short is your dick?
No. That's every guy. Wait, have you not seen a dick and balls before?
No, I haven't. I'm an angel.
One nut is always hangs lower by just a bit.
Than the other nut or than your dick?
No, than the other nut.
Even, sometimes they even
Well, come
out.
On now. Just like boobs are asymmetrical. We're all asymmetrical.
Sure.
One is definitely going to hang down a little bit low. It's the one that's more sad.
It's more pronounced. It's pronounced if they're sad.
Like a hard dick.
That's never sad.
Yeah.
Well, it is if nothing happens. If it's if it says hello and no one's there to greet it.
When it's November.
You fucked, man. Yeah. Literally. You're not fucked. Not fucked.
Yeah. But I wonder how long people could go, meaning men.
Right. I mean.
Wait, so this is good. How often do you guys jerk off? This is important things that I need to know. Very important.
Oh. Probably daily, unless someone I'm seeing and I'm busy and we're
if you're having sex regularly, you're probably jacking off less.
I'm kind of the person that if there is a
sometimes
depends on how good the sex is.
I'm the type of person if there is a contest like a no nut November. So November 1st, I lost the contest at 9:12 a.m. That's it.
Do you consider yourself a competitive person?
I am very competitive,
but not enough to not tug on your junk.
No, but there's nobody that's that. If that was a bet between friend and I, that it's like...
Between friend and I?
Yeah.
Which friend? Do you refer to your little friend
again,
as your
it's not
friend?
It's not going to be you because you have a female in
oh,
your
yeah,
life.
Oh, yeah, it's not fair.
So it's not fair.
Yeah, not fair.
So he could be like, oh, I'm going to go weak because I'm getting real pleasure from something that's not latex.
Absolutely.
It's still depriving yourself of something that, you know, you might gain enjoyment from. It might gain some clarity. Like, I don't know, maybe there's...
It ain't getting any clarity, that's for sure.
Well, okay, so going back to Seinfeld...
Well, your glasses will be... clearer.
Thank God for
and
that.
And less sticky. But so going back to Seinfeld, there is another episode where sex. So when George doesn't have sex, he gets smarter. When Elaine stops having sex, she gets dumber.
Right.
Do you think there's any truth to that?
I don't know.
I feel like it's pretty much the same on my end.
I feel like I get cranky after a while. So I'm 6 months cranky right now.
Yeah.
Cranky. I'm chewing a lot of ice. There's a lot of ice. That's
I just don't think that's a thing.
It is a thing. We'll look it up on Urban Dictionary after lava flow.
Because
it'll be fine.
Urban Dictionary is probably just as accurate as Wikipedia.
Right up there with Webster's Dictionary.
So fucking no nut November.
But I lost immediately.
But were you playing with anyone or yourself?
No, myself.
That's why you lost.
No, it's just because I'm not playing with somebody. I have to do that. But that was literally a thing on Snap. Dudes were putting
up. What is Snap? Like Snapchat?
Snapchat. Yeah, it's not MySpace, but yes. This was last year, not this year. But hey, are you guys doing the NNN or the no nut challenge? Like it was broadcast. I didn't say shit because I got nothing to say. I just laughed. I'm like, how are you broadcasting that? When? Last year. I haven't been on Snapchat recently.
I mean, to start a no-nut November in the middle of fucking quarantine, good luck with that. You need to do that. That's therapy.
Yeah, especially since you weren't allowed to see anyone. You weren't allowed to go outside.
That was called come COVID.
Right.
Did you guys date through COVID? Did you do the online Zoom or...
Yeah, I mean,
FaceTime, I didn't do a
lot of Zoom dating or video dating. Like maybe there were one or two and it was weird. Everyone else, it's you have a phone call, normal, when you meet someone on an app or whatever, and you meet up and see how it goes. Or, you talk for a little bit and see how it goes. But phone call. I don't like this, we have to Zoom because we can.
Yeah. I think the Zoom is, there's a hang-on from COVID.
There is
too much Zoom happening. People need to let it go.
I didn't Zoom date, though.
That's good.
I
think that would be weird.
I did.
Because you like technology.
No, there was a thing where it was Zoom speed dating.
So, no, thank you.
I know,
you
but
know
I'm
what?
Just saying.
How do you even do that?
Okay, so there's a whole bunch of people in these waiting rooms, and they're like, okay, what we're going to do is go, bloop, bloop, and a girl pops on, and you start talking to her. I'm like, hey, I'm this, and you start going back and forth. And you have 3 minutes to figure shit out, and at the end of the night, you can mark off if you liked them or you didn't. And I didn't like any of them.
Have you guys done speed dating in real life?
No.
Yes.
I have. I did it twice recently, but I did not take it seriously.
I almost went. I had a friend that was putting one on, but I was like, I don't really want to go. I was kind of seeing someone at that point. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to go, And I had a friend go, and there was maybe one.
Why
are
neither of you inviting me to the speed dating?
I hadn't met you yet, but I'll go again. I want to do more stuff like that because I don't do the apps, and I want to meet my person in real life.
Why don't? Okay. That's a silly,
silly
notion.
Woman talk.
Silly woman talk. I mean, I know sometimes you got to use your brain to like keep it moving, but like
every once in a while.
But okay, it's not. Everyone's like online dating. It's not online dating. It's online meeting. Online meeting place. That's it. The dating happens like normal. Only you meet someone that you have.
I'm not
like,
retarded. I know that part. But I feel like the online dating, it's very, or like meeting, whatever. It's very superficial.
Yeah, it is. The initial meet, the initial attraction is superficial. Then you talk a bit. You have a phone call. You see if there's like a desire to go out. You go on a date. You hit it off. So it starts, yeah, it starts superficial. Or maybe not completely. Or maybe completely.
Do you see how it took 600 words for what I'm about to say? Listen, it's a numbers game. Why would you not want more numbers? That's all I'm saying.
I mean, yeah.
But he's pointing at me. He's the one that's getting laid, and I'm not.
No, I know it's a numbers game, but also, are you swiping yes to a lot, or are you more selective in who you swipe?
No, I am I don't want to say more selective. No.
Because like, you could miss opportunities based off of pictures.
There are some people you know it's not going to be a connection with, no matter what. You can have a great connection.
I would say, 80%, 85% of the people are you going to have a connection with? Probably not.
No.
No, but you start off where there's already an attraction, right? That's what I say. So it's just like a meeting. Like, you see someone in a party, a room, a bar, whatever. You come up, maybe you talk to them, you ask if they're a friend of a friend, you talk to them, like, there's some interest, right? Maybe they're interested, maybe they're not. An app, you talk to someone, you already know there's like some mutual interest. You know that you're there for a date or whatever it is you're looking for. You're on the same page. And so there's already like, we like each other, something
especially,
about each other.
Especially as a female. It sounds so clinical. Especially as a female.
Now he's a female right now.
Now
I'm
a female.
This is, you know, transition.
He put his pussy hat on.
I put the pussy hat on.
It's pink. It's knit.
It's great.
It is pink and
so
knit.
So you should just be on there just because you're female and men are generally the hunters. They're at least going to swipe on you without you doing anything.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter, right? Like, say you're getting a bunch of matches, but there's no follow through. Isn't that frustrating?
Again, it's a numbers game.
No,
so
no,
if
no.
you get just a couple extra from online compared to whatever you're getting in person, it's just another couple, another extra.
Who says there's no follow through?
A lot of people.
Well, because the apps are a shit show, Mr. I'm getting laid.
Yeah,
so
I mean, there's no follow.
So
we need
off.
To get this guy laid here. Fucking nut November is not working out well for you.
Well,
there's
just the right
no
hand
follow through in part because we have a lot of options. So that is like a negative thing about the apps, that they're just like someone better, hotter, more whatever, what you're looking for is like a few swipes away. You just keep swiping.
I will say this. I have literally taken a couple trips for like a few days and hung out. Both times, I had the idea that right when I got off the plane and were near my hotel, I swiped to death to the right on almost everybody that I was interested in. And I would say that I was getting like 20 solid hits a day while I was on vacation, because I am a different person when I'm over there.
Did you say you were on vacation?
No, I didn't need to. Oh, I said, I mean, it says something on the bottom, but I said I will be in Denver for a few days.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Okay.
So that could mean girls are being hoes and they're just like, whatever. But at the same time, I could say that I'm on vacation right now and I'm not getting squat. So again, I always say pictures, pictures. But I think like I could go to, you know, New Mexico and literally be a fucking pimp.
New Mexico?
Albuquerque.
And be a pimp.
I don't need to be, I just a pimp for myself, like a little Breaking Bad.
Wait, but I just like, I don't understand why you think you're going to do any better in Albuquerque. Like what's...
Not Albuquerque, but Seattle or Denver.
Because he's an Albuquerque-ite.
Albuquerque-ite.
Albuquerque.
No, in Albuquerque, I'm
in
a
Albuquerque,
10.
In Albuquerque, he's a
like, I think
9.
Straight up, no doubt.
Oh, so wait. What is it that you're saying? Are you saying you're going to attract, like,
I'm
the
saying,
higher caliber?
I'm saying where we are, it's just...
It's also he's fresh meat, you know? They're like, I haven't swiped
on
this guy.
I don't think so. That is not it.
Because also, there is a more superficial element here.
I have put in every single one of, especially my OkCupid, I have literally put in there, if you are not an native, you go way up on the scale. I literally write that. And some people are confused, and the ones that aren't confused are from Cleveland, and they're super nice. Or these Midwest girls who move from there, those are the ones that I have had my most success with, because they're down to earth. They're not a fucking Kardashian alien motherfucker. Mm-hmm. They're none of those.
Wait, can we talk about, like,
Bruce
seriously
Jenner?
How...
Let's talk about Bruce Jenner.
Not yet. But, like, seriously, can we...
Is,
you mean
is
Caitlyn?
The, is the topic accidents in Malibu?
Let's talk about... Yes, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Bruce Jenner's cat. No, go ahead.
The blunt, you mean the pussy that he got crafted?
Was it crafted?
No, I don't know if he had surgery or not. I don't know.
I think it was vajazzled.
I don't think he did.
I think he got shazzled. With Wheaties, with the Wheaties box that he was on originally.
Oh, it'd be like little Wheaties of him.
Yes, it would be. Box. And who's the wife? Kate? Chris?
Chris.
Why do they all have C or K names? Are they trying to spell out cock?
Yeah, well, it's all K.
Okay, so
it's
what
a
am
thing
I?
That they did.
Why is it that I, from the family and the raising that I did, look at all the Kardashians.
But is
they
Kourtney
like black
with
dick.
A C or a...
No, they're all with K's.
They're all with K's. They all like black dick. Why am I? Why does my upbringing make me only like a certain kind? It is amazing how DNA can float down.
Kourtney likes white guys.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the lighter, only one, but a lot of them.
Or man.
What was his name? A lot Nissen? Of them. Yeah, Scott. Like a and lot of them. Now Travis Barker.
Travis Barker.
A lot of them do like the black dick, which is interesting.
Once you go black, you don't really go back.
Right. Apparently.
But, you Unless know, like, the first Snipes. Three, like, they're, the latter two, some of them are half-siblings. So the first three of the sisters are, they're Armenian. They're, like, half-Armenian, and then their mom's white. But the younger two fucking whiteies, so the younger two are white. They're just white, and then one has manipulated her body to look more like the other. But the plastic surgery, I want to, like, go back to this fucking
Wait,
plastic
sorry.
Surgery thing.
Who manipulated, like, Kylie and
Kylie,
Kendall?
Her body. She's had so much stuff done to her body, like.
Because Kylie was the, like, less slim, skinny one?
No, you're thinking about Khloe. See how confusing it is?
No. I know between Khloe and Kim and Kourtney. Kourtney's my favorite.
To me, it's Doritos, Fritos, and Tostitos.
But,
they're all similar and really salty.
I forget which one's the younger, skinny.
Kylie.
So they're both,
oh.
They're both thin, but Kylie's the youngest, and toward the end of her teen years, she started doing all that filler and manipulating her body. My point was that they're both white, like white as a fucking white, straight down are their bodies. So for this one to all of a sudden, out of nowhere, have boobs, ass, big lips, big this, big that.
Do you know how she got it?
Surgery.
But they have a place.
She got it from her mama's account.
Yes, it's a secret restaurant. It's called The Ivy. And you go there and you order the implant parmesan. It's amazing. Try that. Great.
Wait.
No, that's not a wah-wah. That's a fantastic implant parmesan is mine. Are you old enough slash young enough to know Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
I did not know that. That is weird stuff. I feel like you pressed a button and I shit out the cork. It was amazing. She's going, wah, 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 wah.
I struggle with your impressions.
Fuck off.
Your Stewie is good, though.
I appreciate whatever you can do for me.
Are we allowed to say the Stewie is, like, one thing he brags about?
There's just other impressions that I do that are fine. Like
right, but
Stewie.
That is one of his proudest.
Christopher Walken buying a vowel on the Wheel of Fortune. Ow! That's just a short thing for you.
Like Nut November was for you.
Right.
Nut November.
Short.
Speaking
All right, let's
of
get back
things.
On track. Get back on track. Oh, we were talking about the Kardashians and fucking plastic surgery. Okay, so what is your take on all this plastic surgery? Because now girls younger and younger are getting all this stuff done and they all kind of have a similar look to them. And now I heard there's a thing where girls will go in and they have a filter on, like their phone,
uh-huh.
And they'll show the doctor, make
what
me
they look
like.
On the, oh my God.
And that's what they want to get
wanna
done now.
They fucking look like AI.
Yeah, I'm for none of it, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say what religion I am, but I'm like of a religion where a lot of girls get nose jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought he was like, are you a Persian? I want my nose to look like this. I want you to spray paint it in gold. It's just going to be beautiful.
A gold nose?
Yes, a gold nose to go along with my golden elephant.
And that means her boogers are going to be gold nuggets.
Oh my gosh. If that doesn't give away your religion, nothing
so
will.
So I'm not for any of it.
Yeah.
I don't like fillers, implants. I mean, if someone's got to do it, whatever. But
well,
it's
okay.
Like,
I will say this.
I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I have had plastic surgery.
Yeah, sure you have.
I have on my lips. I had my lips done when I was five.
That's why it's, oh.
Yeah.
You said when you were five, because otherwise I was going to be like, no wonder.
Yeah.
They're so voluminous.
He got like some James Charles lips, if that's the guy's name.
I don't know, man. It's out of control, the plastic surgery. I can't. I can't handle this look. Everyone looks fucking weird.
Plastic. Mm-hmm.
You guys
plastic.
Out there, you look fucking weird. Knock it off.
Not us. We look fine.
You guys,
not you.
You guys and girls. Because there are
probably
guys.
I'm sorry.
Guys,
I didn't mean to be racist.
Guys, a lot of
here,
guys are
canceled.
Doing it too.
Yes,
Kids
they
are like
are.
Breaking their face. Have you heard about this?
No.
There's like a TikTok thing where like the younger generation, there's a thing on TikTok where if you punch your cheeks and you beat your cheeks in, I guess. By the way, don't follow this advice, kids listening. Don't do this. This is what not
and
to do.
And if you're a kid, you should not be listening to this show. Okay.
The 20-year-olds should be listening to our
so
show.
So they literally are trying to break their labor. Cheeks to get a more chiseled chin. That's like a thing that started on TikTok, like a trend. And kids are like, that's a new thing. Punch your cheeks in.
I'm going to need to get a little more activated for this because this is some nonsense right here.
Right.
This is
what so these that's a TikTok children's do. Thing.
In fact, can you please go back? The people who are doing that, go do the Tide Pod challenge instead because I would much rather you get, you know.
Remind me that. You sit on a Tide Pod for it to clean out your bowels? What's that
you
talking
eat
about?
You bite you into a Tide it? Pod. You bite it.
Right.
Okay.
And it can kill you because of all the fucking shit that's in there. So people would be doing it.
You makes you stronger.
But what kills you should kill you because if you're fucking too stupid to.
Right.
If you're that stupid, you're eating or taking a bite out of a Tide Pod.
Didn't they have to like change the colors of the Tide Pod to be less like bright and enticing? Like,
yeah, it looked like a 7 Up.
It seems like
a
thing like that they would outlaw here. They can't have colorful. Can't have flavored laundry detergent.
Yeah, they said no vape pens and no Tide Pods.
No flavored vapes. Went to get a pack of fucking Camel Crushes. You know, they go menthol.
Camel Crushes?
Camel Crushes. Not for me.
Crushes.
Wait, is that allowed? Is that like a candy crush?
It's a camel crush. It's a cool thing.
I'm going to just admit something right now in front of all you guys. Why I lost No Nut November is because I was watching a porn called Camel Toe Crushes. And
so wait, were the camel toes so enticing that they crushed it or
they crushed it.
Was it there was like a guy walking and a girl is wearing her leggings and is walking and he catches the camel toe's eye?
No, there was a lot of like
that's an interesting thing to look up.
It
I
was
should look
set,
into that.
No, it was set in Egypt and that's why it was all about camel toe.
Yeah. Now you're that's okay. That's a little bestiality like that. You're getting a little too close.
Only
to like
you thought about
just the toe though. Just the
you
thumping.
Said camel.
I did. But it's
and Egypt.
What's
I'm talking
the question?
About camel.
Do you like camel?
Look, the best things
toe?
On the best
toe.
Things on the
camel. Or do you just call it camel? That's, you know, that's short.
Can we just tell her
for
the
CT,
secret?
Which is short.
We're going to tell you a secret. The best things on the planet right now, especially during summer, are yoga pants.
Always.
What's it called? Arrow? A-O?
Aloe.
Aloe. Whatever the goop that he has is aloe.
What do you mean goop? What's happening here?
Aloe
did
is,
you sploosh?
No, aloe.
It's November and I am no longer nutting.
Aloe is so cool that the pants just fit you in every single way.
It's the brand? Aloe?
It's just fancy. Yeah, it's like Lulu.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Lululemon upgrade, downgrade. I don't know what's the difference, but mm-hmm. everything looks mm-hmm. good in there.
It's men and women?
No, God forbid.
I mean, I guess.
It's just women.
They probably,
these days.
No, they have. They have clothes for men.
They have 8 pairs of sweats in the whole place.
They probably have like men's leggings, like workout,
oh,
whatever.
No.
Workout tights.
No, stop talking about it. I don't want to see pants that are so tight you can tell what religion the guy is. I do not want to see that.
Right.
It's presumptuous of you.
Trust me, you don't want to see it.
But I'm just saying, you can't assume that everyone who isn't circumcised is one way and everyone who is circumcised is another.
I don't need to see the bulge in tights from a man at the Equinox.
I find it fascinating when those things stick out. Like, honestly, how you guys walk around
probably
with those.
More.
Not like stick out, but like they're just like you'll be walking.
Should I have worn my gray sweatpants? I thought about it.
It's like some stuff is a little more. It's like girls, most women with boobs wear a bra because you contain it. But guys sometimes with certain underwear or lack thereof or like pant material.
I don't know who doesn't wear underwear as a guy. Every guy wears underwear.
I'm one of the few people that wears boxers. I do not like boxer briefs. Mm-hmm. I cannot be contained.
You so cannot.
I cannot,
you cannot
be contained. And most every guy that I know is a tidy whitey slash boxer
briefs. Who's a tidy whitey? I don't know anyone that uses.
Yeah. But it's little, it's weird. Like, it's so form-fitting, and then it comes down, and it just looks, it like, you, it's like, no. I don't need a pencil and like 2 walnuts. No, it just looks, I don't need to see that.
I used to just be boxers, and then, I don't know, I switched at some point to boxer briefs, and that's it.
Oh, so you're fucking part of that. You're part of that group. I gotta be comfy. That's
no,
it.
But it's comfy.
Boxer briefs can be comfy. They're an in-between.
No, it's literally like, it's that tight.
Well, you don't get them
well,
that
you
tight.
You got the wrong size.
Well, I'm
okay?
not buying that size. I'm not using it.
Stay out of the boys section. How
there
many times do I have to tell you?
By the way, when you don't nut, I'm going to tell you, when you go on vacation with a guy friend, you don't nut.
What about in the shower?
What? No, you're not going to ruin your friend's vacation. You can't lie about that
stuff.
Also, that's awful.
Who, do you jerk off in the shower ever?
No.
What do you mean lie about that
Nobody
stuff?
Nobody jerks off
your,
in the shower.
Your friend's going to quiz you?
I would not do that. I feel like I'm a good human being deep down somewhere inside of me that
I mean,
I would
if you
not
really
nut
go.
In the shower. No, you don't.
No,
really
but like, what if you're go. Traveling with someone?
And- what, how would you travel with someone and have to nut? In the shower while you're getting ready to go to the Sahara.
What if you have the room to yourself for like half the day?
Then I don't use the shower. I use the bed.
Exactly. So you do not. You could not when you're traveling with someone.
Fine, but in general, you don't. Because when are you going to be
good
a part-
Good detective work.
Yeah, 100%.
Good detective.
My first rodeo.
When are you going to be apart from that person? When are you going to be apart from that person? When they go down to gamble because you're a pussy and didn't gamble? Maybe. So I've nutted in Vegas. But anyways.
I thought what was supposed to be in Vegas stays in Vegas. This is blasphemy.
It does.
Yeah, but sometimes you get it on your pants and it comes back.
Just not HPV. That usually comes back to another state. Not that I have.
Not that it would be.
That would be the gift.
Not
that
it would affect you. It's the only HPV. It's like the most fucked up STD. It's like we can get it and it doesn't affect us, I think.
It only affects who we bang.
I heard a joke that it was
but
like.
But that's not a reason to spread it.
I heard a joke that glitter is like HPV. Once it's there, you can't get rid of it. You're finding it forever. Like it just.
Yeah, it's glitter.
And just like glitter, you probably got it in the strip club.
Probably. You probably did.
Oh, HPV. But get that HPV vaccine, I guess. I mean, I'm not a pro-vax. I don't want to be pro-vax, but that one seems like a good one.
I thought you were going to say I'm not a doctor, which would make more sense.
I am actually. No. No one here is a doctor because we didn't know how fucking nutting works. We didn't know scientifically. That's how you know no one here is a doctor.
She's like, where is the nut stored?
I was thinking that earlier. I'm like, a room full of, let's, a religion where there are a lot of doctors.
Wait a minute. Where does the nut get stored?
And nobody knows the physics of that. So
we
you
don't.
Know we didn't go to medical
we don't.
School.
No. I mean, you seem to know everything, but I don't think you know where the actual nut is stored.
Right.
I don't.
In her mouth.
Oh, if you're lucky.
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.